Well, so glad you could join us on a Sunday night. Yes, it is officially Rocket Mortgage Classic Week. Yes, it's a week.
It is. Yeah, the tournament just ended.
Yes.
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 Literally, like 10 minutes.
Isn't that great? And by the way, we're at Fox Hills.
We are.
And we're in, is the best way to, is this Jordan Young's cubicle? Is that the best?
This is my hut.
This is your
this is my office, as some people call it.
Yeah. Obviously, be cognizant of inclement weather. It's in the area. I think you guys know that. The temperature dropped about 5 degrees just in the time that I walked in.
It's still hot.
Oh, it's warm.
It's muggy. Feels better, though.
Oh, Mike's, it feels a lot
Mike's
better.
Mike's got a glow on his face.
I do. I'm burning up inside.
He's Mike Fay, Jordan Young. BC is in Spain. He's in Spain.
Yep.
And doing a little live.
It's kind of like your daughter going to Japan for her graduate. What was it for her?
Graduation.
Senior party.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And you said you went to Kensington Metro Park.
I went to Kensington Metro Park.
So Mike comes here and joins us at my little man cave, and BC goes to Spain.
I got to slide down the waterfall that you're not supposed to slide down. It was a wonderful trip. Just a wonderful trip. Had a great time. But she left at 11 this morning, and it's a 13 and a half hour flight. And so she's scheduled to get in at like 12:30 tonight.
Wow.
So dad's going to be staying up late waiting for that phone call to say, I'm here. Everything's great.
That's
but she's
cool.
with mom.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. We got a lot going on, too. Obviously, there were big happenings at the North Course at Oakland Hills this week. We're going to get into that. Lots of stuff to get into in regards to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Can't thank our friends at Rocket Mortgage enough for everything they do for us. And we're going to be out there next week in mass as a radio station. I know we're doing shows out there. Just on a personal level, I'll be out there with Sports Wrap on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then, of course, on Sunday, we'll all be out there at the Rocket Mortgage Classic at the beautiful DGC for a special two-hour edition of Spin on Golf, the Rocket Mortgage Classic edition. By the way, and Jordan, I know you can speak on this a little bit. Congratulations to Chase Johnson.
Yeah, Chase Johnson won the shipping, and he'll be playing in the event this week. Got Kent State Flash, Golden Flash. We used to watch him play in college. Great young man. He'll be on the show at the bottom of the hour, and he's getting a shot at it.
Those Mac cool. boys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty hard to stop those Mac boys. That's a pretty cool thing. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, it was funny, and I'm going to give Rieger full credit for this. I believe you were the one that brought it up first. If you remember last year, Tony Finau was on some kind of roll coming into Rocket Mortgage Classic Week, and he continued that roll by winning the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Mr. Rieger, I got to give you full props because you said immediately when Keegan Bradley won, wouldn't that be something if it happened 2 years in a row? You know, the hot stick, so to speak, wins today and then has an opportunity to win 2 weeks in a row. Great field as well, guys. I think it keeps getting better and better as this event gets bigger and bigger. And, you know, one of the things that I've heard so many guys talk about, and you guys know this better than anybody in the profession that you are in as PGA professionals, Mike Fay, word of mouth. It just seems like people are saying, okay, this is a great event. Can I get in? And once they get here, it seems like this is the event that they want to make sure they hit each and every week.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun watching all the new names come in this year, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be exciting, right, Jordan?
Cool job on the website, too. I went through all the guys that were playing to see where they were from, where they started, where they went to school. Some names I knew, some names I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I checked the leaderboard yesterday through 27, and it's kind of cool to see where everybody came from. I had maybe a handful of guys who I thought might come through. Worthington, obviously Chase, and a couple other guys that have been there before and have the skills and talent. A couple local Michigan State guys as well.
Yes, that was good.
In case you're one of those people that you like to look at the number either in front of their name or after their name, one of the things that they did, to your point, Jordan, is they came out with that list of golfers, and they have Max Homa at 9, Tony Finau, of course, the defending champion at 14, Justin Thomas, Morikawa at 19. List goes on and on. They've got a slew of guys in the top 42, as it were, including, you know, some guys that have won before. I mean, let's not forget the impressive showing that Cam Davis had just a couple of years ago. It'll be great to see him back. I think I told you guys, so last year, it was the day of the Pro-Am. They had a presser. And Rieger, I don't know if you were out there for the presser, the first presser. So they had some amateurs come up, some local celebrities come up, and they did it closest to the pin, right? And it wasn't bad.
I remember that one.
Yeah, it wasn't. That freak walked right up. I'm serious. He walked right up. There was no stretching. There was no, you know, taking a look at the... just walked right up, put it like within a couple. And I was like, this is why I don't like the golf, because that guy walked up and made it look so gosh darn easy, right?
That was easy.
Right. Just a couple feet away. You have these, everybody taking their hacks and, you know, getting there. Got to make sure my legs are straight. Yeah. Keep my head down. And
barefoot, whip it up.
Yeah,
there.
He just went, oh, look, I'm within a couple feet. Oh, it's like, that's great, Dan Unda. But no, honestly, it is fascinating to me. And I know, Mike, I always bring this up because it's not just the kids that find excitement over looking at it, but there's something special when you had the opportunity last year to share it with your daughter. Yep. and watching exceptional people do exceptional things on the golf course. You can't put a price tag on it.
No, it's a lot. You know, we've talked about a lot, like, you see them on TV and now you get to see them in person. It's different.
Yeah, it is
a lot different, right?
Well, I think if you get a chance to go there and go there during the practice days, go to the range and watch on the range and really watch these guys hit some shots. Watch how they practice. Look at their team around them. Get to know how things work. Just spend 2 hours at the range. You don't avoid that.
Yeah, you get to see a lot
of
stuff.
Or the putting green.
Right, the putting green. You watch them practice, how they practice, how many shots they actually hit. They don't just wail away, right?
Mm-hmm. They actually do.
Take their time.
Some of them wail away.
Right? Take their time.
Some of them have just the full send button. That's it. But,
well, yeah. just a reminder, as we are all excited, and rightfully so, talking about what a big week this is going to be, let me also remind you, a big reason why this week is so special is how this tournament consistently gives back to the community. It is incredible. It's more and more every year. And it's one of those things that every time that we talk glowingly about this tournament, and rightfully so, we want to also remind people how they give back in so many different ways. Bridging the digital divide has been awesome to see where those numbers came from. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was it 42% just a few years ago, and now they're up over 70%.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's absolutely awesome. But with all that being said, while we're waxing poetically about the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and rightfully so, there's some other things in golf going on as well. And I know we're going to check in. We made a brief reference to
Michigan
Keegan
Amateur.
Bradley, Michigan Amateur, LPGA. Mike Fay is here for that. So stay tuned. Lots to get to, including talking to the winner of the John Shippen National Invitational, who gets that free pass into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We'll have that conversation at about 6:30 here. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night, 760 WJR. Part of the reason why they rushed the John Shippen yesterday, in case you missed it, because of that forecasted weather. They played 27 holes yesterday, played the final nine this morning, and congratulations go out to Chase Johnson on making his way into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Nine is the magic number. 9 under was the winning score, and he kindly joins us here on Spin on Golf. And first of all, Chase, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your win.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you taking the time to let me on your show.
No, it's fantastic, and you know those weather people. We spend so much time complaining about them, Chase, but they were kind of right to rush you guys through yesterday. Tell us about a rush. What about the rush it was for you?
They let us know on the 17th hole. They're like, hey, yeah, you guys are going back out for another nine. You'll get a 30-minute lunch break. And in college, we always play 36-18, so it's nothing that I haven't done before. And honestly, when you're playing well, it's kind of one of those things where you can just keep cruising with your round. And I was driving it well, I was hitting my irons well, and I was putting well. So I took that 30 minutes, I ate for four, and I stretched for 26, and went down there and got ready for the last nine holes. And honestly, when I stepped on that 10th tee, I was nice and limber from all the hip mobility exercises.
Chase, Jordan Young here. I don't know if you remember, but you spent a lot of time with Eastern Michigan and coached with them and watched you play quite a bit at Kent State there. So we were pulling for you. And, you know, you were a great talent back then, and I'm sure you're still a great talent and have some better skills now. Tell us what's changed maybe for you in the last 4 or 5 years and how your professional years have been going.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, I think with everything, time works in your favor. You learn things over time. And so I definitely learned a lot since I was in college. And so I graduated in 18. I played the Latin Tour, PGA Tour Latino America in 2019, full status Corn Ferry in 2020 and 2021. And even those 3 years were still learning curves for me. This last year, since I lost my card, I've learned a lot in regards to my swing, how to manage my game, and more importantly, equipment. And I have become extremely particular in my equipment now, and have found the right build for my driver, my irons, and my putter. That makes everything just so much easier to control. And that's been a huge factor. And then just learning my own feels and making my own moves and stuff.
He says that like he was playing with persimmon last year or something. He probably doesn't know what persimmon was, but Mike.
No, yes, actually, I just Jason played with the Mike persimmon the other day. It was fun.
I bet. Yeah, Chase, it's Mike Faye. We're just thinking out loud here. How are you going to do, you know, getting ready for the Rocket Mortgage? Are you thinking about doing anything differently than you would do for any other golf tournament? What are you thinking about?
Nope. Honestly, every single round you play is exactly that. It's just another round of golf. And it definitely helps this week with the John Shippen, us having played on the course where the tournament is held. So I'm familiar with the course. So at this point, I already have my game plan on how I'm going to execute on every hole. We'll just, over the next couple of days, just do some chipping and putting around the greens to some, you know, trickier pins that I'm sure they're going to use. And but other than that, just go through my same routine, stay patient. I'm executing my game plans very well. I'm like I said, driving it well and hitting my irons good and putting well. So I'm just going to keep doing the same routine, same practice session, and same everything that I've been doing, and just let the results speak for themselves.
Chase Jordan here again. How is the golf course playing? I know in the past years it's played pretty firm and pretty fast. I know we haven't had a lot of rain here in a while, but then the last week we had some, and obviously there's some coming down right now. So how was it, you know, the last few days, and what do you expect coming into the week?
Yeah, the course was, for how much rain came in late last week, it actually still played pretty firm. It's okay. Receptive, and the ball is spinning on the greens, but they're still taking a pretty solid first hop. I definitely had some flighted wedges in the last 2 days from that, you know, 70 to like 110 range where the spin kicked in after it bounced about 6 or 7 feet first. So I imagine it would be pretty consistent like that throughout the week, even as they start to get a little softer. I imagine that first hop will still be a little firm, but the spin will just get emphasized a little bit. And then that rough, when it gets nice and wet, it's going to get thick and tough to get out of. So, I highly recommend to myself that I stay in the fairway.
Yeah. I see here you got a little extra spending money for winning the shipping too. Maybe not trip over to McDonald's. You'd be going somewhere else tonight.
Yeah, no, that was definitely a big surprise. I was aware that the Greg, one of the members at VGC, had announced that he had motivated a bunch of the members and some other support to put a purse together for us. He had mentioned in the beginning of the week that there would be a purse, but he made very, very sure to make the point that we would not find out until the last moment. And he definitely dropped the bomb on us there at the award ceremony.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. I was like in my, he had said it would be like just as significant as any other event that you guys might play this year. And, you know, even in your head, you're like, okay, you know, couple grand here. And then, you know, when they drop the bomb, it's like, holy crap. Yeah. Wow. That like this week is already
got a couple zeros.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right. That's great. Yeah.
Chase Johnson kindly joining us, of course, the winner of the John Shippen shooting 9-under punches his ticket into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. You know, Chase, as we're talking to you, you really do sound like a calm, cool, collected guy. You're not going to deviate away from anything. And I think the fact that you have actually played on the tour before, that's definitely got to help you out this week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, my first 3 years after I graduated, it was still a learning curve. And I've learned how to manage myself, my time, all the other obligations, as well as my game, just so much better than when I first started. And it's definitely an advantage. And so it's definitely helped me to keep that calm and collected demeanor, especially comes in handy in on the golf course when things aren't going quite your way. And I've learned how to be able to flip that script and get it going in a positive direction, where before I may have, you know, lost a little focus and not done quite as well in situations like that.
Tell me about your experience at the Memorial. For people out there that aren't aware, you played at the Memorial in 2021. That was the debut. What was that experience like for you?
That was absolutely incredible. Honestly, like that being me being from Ohio originally, that basically being a hometown event, like I had tons of family, tons of friends there for that one. And I played really solid. The biggest thing that I learned from that event going into now is my wedge play. Unfortunately, there at the Memorial, I had rinsed a wedge on number two into the water, and that ultimately led to me missing the cut by a shot. And so just like since it's, like I said, always a learning curve, I took it with, you know, took it in stride, learned from the experience. And, you know, I even then with that being said, I put myself in contention to still make the cut that week, and definitely built on that over the last 2 years.
So, Chase, when you're talking about wedges, is it more just tempo and not oversteaming stuff and kind of, you know, knowing your yardages exactly? I mean, tell our listeners, when you need to work in your wedges and you're already a very accomplished player, like, what are you doing? What's the trick? What's the change that's being made?
Right. So everyone has their own little tendencies. I mean, we know in this game, there's more than one way to swing the golf club and make the ball end up near the hole. And so it kind of took, it took some time for me to realize how to do it my way. And so the biggest thing that I learned with my wedges is I kind of do it a little unorthodox. Like I aim probably about, you know, if you hold your finger up on the edge of the flag stick, I aim like 1 to 2 fingers left of the flag, which is probably about like 7-8 yards. And when I rotate, I just hold the face. And so I actually push the ball with my wedges, but mm-hmm. I learned how to control the face properly doing that rather than learning how to time up the release of the wedge. So I just learned how to flight wedges and dial in distance control.
Are you on like a 1, 2, or 3% grade, like aim point, or is that just something different?
Honestly, I control distance with the face. I try to use the same tempo, open up the face a little bit more, for 70, and then close it slightly for 80, 90, 100 with, you know, the 60 degree. And then, I've brought in the cross-handed chipping and pitching into play. and nice. I can do that up to 70 yards. And that's really helped with those like 30, 40, 50 yard shots that you get when you're going for a par 5 and 2 or a short par 4.
So Chase, how long did it take you to learn how to do that and get the distances right and stuff like that going cross-handed?
Cross-handed, it was kind of one of those things where I couldn't believe that I wasn't doing this my whole life. Honestly, like the very first time I ever did it with my dad one day, I was just like, screw it can't get any worse, right? And I went 7 for 7 I went 7 for 7 up and down for 2 chip-ins, and I was like, yeah, I think this is going to work. We'll stick with this.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Yeah. I like that.
And so it's been about a year now. And so since then, I've learned how to hit, you know, flop shots, draw spinners, cut spinners, one hop stop, like all the, my arsenal's pretty big cross-handed now.
Cool.
Chase Johnson, once again, the winner of the John Shippen, 9 under. He punches his ticket into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Chase, you mentioned your father. I'm sure you've heard from your entire family, a bunch of friends perhaps you didn't even know you had already trying to hit you up for some tickets and some insider's access to that beautiful golf course.
Couple Eagles pulling for the Golden Flashes, too. Sean, you're an Eagle. Right?
Yeah, no, definitely. The family was super ecstatic. My mom, fortunately, was able to be here all weekend with me, so she got awesome. To see it in person. My dad called me during the awards there, or he called my mom, and my mom brought the phone over, and so the cameras and everything were out there, and he was on the phone, telling me how proud he was of me, and my fiance Katie, who will be coming up later in the week as well. She, you know, tears were coming down on her end as well. So talked to her right afterwards as well. And we're going to have a good week. It was fun.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, congratulations to you. Once again, Chase Johnson gets it done. 9 under in the John Shippen, punches his ticket into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Chase, been a pleasure talking to you. You just sound like a great guy. I'll echo what Jordan said. We'll be pulling for you, and hopefully we get an opportunity to see you up close and personal this week. I think you know how special this is to this area and to golf, and we wish you nothing but the best this week.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I'm looking forward to representing the John Shippen this weekend and giving it my best.
Make sure you take some money off of Connors and those guys and Hughes in the practice.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to meet up with my Golden Flash boys this week.
Yeah, do that for sure.
That's outstanding. Congratulations, Chase.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Our pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Chase Johnson punches his ticket into the Rocket Mortgage Classic with a 9 under today. Boy, isn't that awesome? Just sounds like a great kid, doesn't he?
Yes.
Real good. Chase is a great guy and held himself so well on the golf course when I watched him in college. Good talent, great shot maker. I mean, accomplished player, and 5-6 years later, no better person to be playing. Looking forward to seeing him this week.
We have a lot to do in this last segment. Yeah. I don't know if we had some weather issues, so there's some things we have to cover before we get out of here. Glad you could join us on a Sunday night at Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, I'll tell you what, a couple of guys that deserve combat pay tonight. Dave Rieger and Jason Fissler.
Yes.
Our in-studio producer, our on-site producer. There is nothing you can do about inclement weather. Absolutely nothing you can do about inclement weather.
And reboot, these guys, reboot.
Yeah, exactly. These guys have been absolute pros tonight. So thank you. And I'm glad that we were able to talk to Chase Johnson. And we didn't get interrupted.
No. I mean,
let's keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we can actually get to some of the events of the weekend. Jordan, I know the Michigan Amateur out at the North Course at
Oakland Hills
is something
special place.
Mind.
Special place. I know everybody was excited to be there this year. And Patrick Deerdorf came away with the Chuck Koshis stroke play. That's after the first two rounds, 67-67, one of our Eagles. So congratulations to him. He was the runner-up last year in the championship. And then Michigan State versus Michigan this year in the final. We had August Mikoff and Will Anderson. Funny that they meet, and it was a great match. August won 2-1, birdie putt on 17. Great match. And I was joking with Will. I was talking with him all week, and he had to play Coulter Smith, who goes to Wisconsin. He obviously had to play Mikoff, who went to Michigan State in the final. He had a run of a couple other great college players, a couple kids from his hometown. It was like the Big Ten championship match play, right?
All it is.
And, we were pulling for, a good match at the end, and his dad was caddying for him, so it was pretty interesting
to hear
their story all week. And the Wanderson family obviously builded my son out in Grand Rapids last year. So it's funny because all these kids go and stay at the Anderson's house for their invitational at the country club there in a few weeks. So it's going to be, it's just a crazy fun party, and all these kids stay there. It's a good time. So congrats to August and obviously Patrick for winning the Chuck Coaches Trophy.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, let's jump over to the LPGA. Mike Fay, busy happenings today.
Yes, major championship Sunday here for the ladies.
KPMG.
In New Jersey.
Oh, you love New Jersey. Is everything in New Jersey?
It's always in New Jersey. KPMG Women's PGA Championship was won today by Ronnie Ying. She is the second LPGA player from China to ever win a major championship, shooting a final round 67, 8-under par, one-shot victory over Yuka Soso. And she takes home a prize of $1.5 million for her victory. And that was pretty awesome to see her do that. And she's 20 years old.
Wow.
It's her second win of the season.
I'm not joking, Jordan. I don't know if you saw a picture of her. Like, Mike pulled it up.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like she's 8. I mean, she looks like a baby. Congratulations. That's
a lot of money.
Awesome.
Maybe she'll get, I don't know. Yeah, she can buy a lot of stuff with that money.
Some Mike and Ikes and things like, right? Lemon heads.
I was surprised that McGuire just didn't get it done back to back. She shot 4 over today.
Yep.
Or no, 2 over or 4 over?
Nah,
she shot
didn't
74.
Play good in the final round.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Good stuff. The weather delayed and everything. The ladies fought through it. They tried to start early and then there was a delay and then they finished. So it's good.
Keegan Bradley?
Yes.
Nice big win for him. He had a 5-shot lead with about 10 holes to go. I mean,
but it's a hometown.
I know.
You got to pay attention to what's going on.
I know.
Start to finish, he was one of the best, even though, we saw some 60s. As you recall, we saw a 60 at least on the day one, but he shot a 62 day one.
They were all shooting 60s.
He was just
63, 64,
68. He was just consistently the best golfer all weekend.
Yep. How about Ricky coming back? He almost had Fing on yesterday. Actually, I don't know what he shot today, but he was down the leaderboard a bit.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, he was.
He shot a 69.
Yeah, it's a little like 60, 65, or 70, 60, 65, 69. Good for him. I mean, we're still pulling for him. And then there's that other guy. Like, does Scheffler ever finish out of the top 5?
It is incredible.
No, I mean,
I was just thinking that.
Is he like the new Stricker? Like,
he goes
just
around, he's like, I played.
I mean, he's 19 under, he loses by 4, and I didn't even see him like in the tournament. I didn't even know he was in the tournament.
You know what it was? He had that gasp 70 on day 2. And if you mix in a 70 with the scores being as low as they were,
you're
putting yourself in trouble in a tournament like this.
And Harmon played good again. He played good last week. He finished his T2. That's a big number for him. I mean, he moves up, 19 spots. Zach Blair, T2, moves up 54 spots. These are big numbers and big jumps. Ches Reavy up 19 spots. Rory, good showing. Shoots 64 today and drops a spot,
shoots 64.
Close again, right?
Well, he's just kind of going through the motions in that event. I mean, I know he's trying to win it, but I mean, come on. Comes back and shows up the week after. He could miss the cut easily.
Yeah. He's close again.
Corey Connors is going to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
There it is.
You really think so?
Him or Seth Thigala.
Okay.
Yep. Those are my two picks. Justin Thomas, who is down and out. Down and out, and he shoots 70, 64, 62.
That's what I was looking at.
And 67.
After his weekend, I thought to myself, wouldn't that be nice if JT put it all together in Detroit?
That would be cool, too, because he's coming.
At. Yeah.
It was good to see him smiling and laughing on the golf course yesterday.
I agree with that.
Route to 60 or 61, whatever it was.
Yeah. So based on what you're hearing about this course, What are you guys expecting for the scores this week? I mean, the rain obviously is 25. Going to change.
Yeah. Yeah, mid-20s. Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
Should go over
because we're getting a heck of a lot of rain allegedly the next 3 days.
Mm-hmm, a lot.
You know, right now it looks like it's clear next weekend. Let's all knock on wood and cross our fingers and all that. But we're supposed to get a heck of a lot of rain. So,
well, the rough is going to be long, thick. They probably won't cut it all week, so it's just going to get thicker and longer. It's usually a runway, right? Fairways firm and fast. But you know, you put soft greens in there, it kind of equals it out a little bit. So I think the scores will still be pretty low. The guys like the course. The greens are really going to be unaffected, I think, putting wise.
Yeah.
Like, they're still going to be fast, even though they might have a little moisture. The scores are still going to be down.
Oh, I can't wait to be out there. Just a load of fun. And I can't say enough about the entire crew with the Rocket Mortgage Classic, starting really with Greg Ball, who has helped us out so much. Forget just this year. I mean, over the last few years, he has helped us out so much. But just again, a programming note, I know UJR Thursday, Friday. I'm going to be out there with Sports Wrap Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we're all going to be out there Sunday. Mm-hmm. Although we all get out there way early on Sunday, so we can watch the festivities and get a part of it and everything. So really looking forward to it. And I urge you, if you haven't had the chance to get down there, go down there. It is just a fun time. And one thing that always needs to be brought up, and I'm glad that we've done that the last few years, I'm going to say it again, they must give their crew like training or something, because everybody's happy out there. Everybody's smiling and happy and friendly. It just is a great week. So I'm looking forward to
it. And wear your bow ties for Nick on Thursday.
Right. Absolutely.
If you're heading out there.
Bow tie Thursday. No doubt about that. So some final thoughts, boys, as this is Detroit's major. This is the week that we talk about all year.
We've been waiting for it.
Jason Langwell, congrats to him. It's here, and this is his week to shine. And like you said, Greg Ball and the whole Rocket crew and all the boys are coming to town. It's going to be exciting. Let's get things rolling.
Absolutely. For everybody involved, BC, we missed you. We'll see you next week, I think. Jason Fissler, great job back at the studio.
Thank you.
It wasn't easy for you, pal. Dave Rieger, who looks like he's been run over by a truck. This has been so stressful. Thank you for everything. Most importantly, thank you for listening. Spin on Golf here, 760 WJR.